Welcome to the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. Let's crack into another one.
TNT.
Yo.
So, there was a lady in Vietnam.
There's lots of ladies in Vietnam.
There is a few.
There's a couple ladies.
So, she was like a prominent like businesswoman, had to deal with like some, I don't know, banking, real estate, something like that. She was like,
yes. Okay. I know where you're going. I know the story.
Okay.
Keep it up. Keep it going.
All right. So what ended up happening is there was some failing banks. There was three of them.
Okay.
And she helped organize like a merger and combine them all into one bank to help save them. You know, kind of like a bailout that we do in the States.
Okay.
So there's a law in Vietnam that one person cannot own more than 5% of a bank. Obviously, integrity issues, you know, whatever. So what she ended up doing...
Is that an anti-globalist thing or something?
I don't know. It's just, it's if you own too much of the bank, you have too much power, especially if it's a large bank. Like, I don't know if the U.S. has anything like that. I don't know the exact
laws. I was wondering if that was something against globalists.
No, I'm not exactly sure. But so she ended up, she formed a bunch of shell companies...
Okay.
And she ended up owning over 90% of the bank.
Jesus, lady!
So she ended up hiring her own managers, hiring her own people, getting them to approve her loans. It came out like she ended up like, I think it was something ridiculous, like 90% of the money lent out by the bank was to her. Like, yikes. Through all these different, like, fake shell accounts and businesses and, like, whatever.
She was at the top, huh?
Yeah. So needless to say, she got found out. And there was a whole bunch of people that got indicted on this and whatever. So they're finally facing the music. It was like something like $27 billion or $44 billion of fraud, like, you know, with whatever. And they sentenced her. And I think you know what she got. Tell them what she got.
I don't know. This is a different story.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know. She got community service.
They gave her the death penalty.
Okay, so this is a very different story, but it's very similar. This is Vietnam?
Vietnam. This is like the most severe punishment they've given for something like this, obviously.
Oh my God.
But yeah, like, so they gave her the death penalty for this. And in our country, when you commit bank fraud, you don't even go to jail.
Yeah.
If they would have, like, in 2008, when we had the financial crisis, if they would have put one of them people to death, we would be in a way different position than we are today.
Yeah. It would wake you to F up. That's
you
for sure.
You wouldn't want to mess with it.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
Hey. But the amount of money that she was funneling through the system.
Oh, yeah.
This may be the same story because this is the same punishment. So I feel like this is the same
story. Oh, what story?
I thought it was Korean, though.
I'm pretty sure it's a Vietnam.
I thought it was Korean because they had like on the green fatigues with like the red stripes and like the stars. Maybe I'm wrong. Either way,
no, it says Vietnamese property tycoon.
The property tycoon. Okay, that is the same story I heard of with the death penalty. That's insane. Look, I've been telling you for a long time that I'm a proponent for stricter penalties for activities, and I feel like. I understand it's like the perception of that is like you're tyrants. You're seriously going to put a person to death because of this. We do not know the impact of the billions of dollars that she funneled. How those billions of dollars could have been funneled out of government institutes, programs that could have been helping people. She had basically a grip on that country. That was just insane, where she was controlling everything. And we don't know the true impact of what happened there.
No, well,
does she deserve death? I don't know that either.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe not, but I don't know. Yeah, right?
I don't know that either.
I guess, like,
I don't know
if
that
you think
either.
Think about how they handle stuff like that in the U.S.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, here's this big bank, and they did this thing. Oh, we accidentally, quote unquote, forgot to file the proper paperwork to do all this stuff, and we made $10 billion, and then they fine them $25 million for doing it. It's a cost of doing business. Like, okay. There's no, why would anyone not continue to do that if they're like, oh, we can do it for years for $10 billion, and then when they find out, they're just going to give us a $25 million fine.
And that's the problem. There's
accountability, yeah.
There's no accountability. You don't have to be accountable because you already have enough money to pay it. Once you have the money to get out of any legal argument, you don't have any, there's no issue.
Right.
There's
no exactly. Issue. Now, if they were like, hey, you have to give back all $10 billion you made, and another $1 billion fine, that would really stop some people from doing things. Like, give back all the profit plus a fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be fine with it being a $25 million fine if they had to give back all the profit, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how you do something criminal, make money, and you don't have to at least give back what you made as profit.
A percentage-based tax.
All of it.
A percentage-based tax. So you do a crime where you do that, you have to give back all of the profits plus 45% of your 40% of your worth, net worth.
Or something. Yeah, dude. And then people will be like, oh, we shouldn't do that. Or if you get caught, you spend life in prison. Something.
Now,
like,
the thing is that a lot of people are going to be like, oh, we're punching up, essentially, right? We're punching up. We're attacking the millionaires, the billionaires, because we're jealous. We can't be like them.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is that if one of us were to do these crimes, we're going to jail.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to jail.
Well, it's funny because, like, insider trading for stocks, it's like the Congress knows all sorts of shit. They sit on committees, buy stocks, profit, make hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're just
But if you and I did that?
Yeah.
If we walked into a meeting and heard something that was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, if Joe Walmart called us up and was like, hey, buddy.
I'm selling.
When we announce our profits this quarter, exactly. Tanking.
Exactly.
You know, and we bought some puts, you know, to bet the stock was going. We made up $10 million. We're Joe Schmo. Now we're millionaires. Now right. We go to jail.
That's the truth, man. It's like you have to get up to a certain point where you can just cheat the system. Similar thing with the Donald Trump thing. The whole evaluating his properties at one extreme in order to get tax breaks and evaluating his properties at an opposite extreme to get a certain evaluation of himself to be higher than what it actually was.
Right.
A lot of people of wealth have said is that this is a common practice. A lot of people of wealth are telling on themselves because it's illegal to do that.
Right.
And they're like, but it's just common practice. Now, I've heard an apartment in New York City, let's say, like it's 1,000 square feet, but 200 of it is stairwell. Now, you're allowed to claim, as a landlord, you're allowed to claim that stairwell, but does that stairwell count as, like, the extra 200 feet to your apartment? So you live in a 1,000-square-foot apartment, but you have a stairwell. So there's a lot of, like, gray area in there.
Right, right.
But when you're just strictly, like, lying about stuff to get certain breaks and other people are just uninformed or they would get more strict penalizations for it.
Absolutely.
Then you're telling on yourself, man. You're committing crimes out here, and I don't know. I feel like you should be held accountable. I'm not saying we should start holding out the death penalty for people.
I mean, I feel that's a little extreme no matter what happened.
We don't know the whole story. But, I mean, all we're getting is, oh, you're reading the headline. Did you read the article?
But it's a communist country. They can do what they want.
Oh, I mean, that's big.
Vietnam's essentially China with less money and power.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about Vietnam.
I mean, they won the war.
What? Did they?
Yeah, they're still communists.
Did they win the Vietnamese war?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't. They're still communists.
Joe, I'm not good at...
We went there and fought a war, and they're still communists.
But didn't we win Desert Storm?
That was an entirely different war.
I'm just saying, but didn't we win that?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay, why is Iraq still Iraq then?
But they're not ran by a dictator.
Didn't we win the war on Iraq?
Yes.
So why are women being stoned again in that country? Oh, yeah, you ain't hear about that, huh? They decide they're going to start stoning women again in that country.
Oh, in Iraq?
Yeah, wherever the hell that's going on. Yeah.
The Taliban?
Yeah, the Taliban decided they're going to start stoning women again.
Man, that's insane.
Yep.
You shouldn't throw rocks. Shouldn't.
Man. The world, man. The world is really fucked up, man.
The world is fucked up. So, anyways, that's all the time we have for today's episode. Go to crazytown.com. Subscribe for Jonas.
TNT.
We out.